Welcome to the Jeff Thomas Show. Always on time and bringing you the hottest topics today. Now, introducing the show host, Jeff Thomas.
Good morning. This is the Jeff Thomas Show special edition Monday morning quarterback show. I want to welcome everybody for tuning in today. And for the next 30 minutes, we have all the NFL recap for week six now, going into week five or six going into now. But hey, listen, just want to talk to everybody. Of course, y'all know we're going 4 days a week now, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We'll be here on the Jeff Thomas Show. And on Thursday, we have Relationship Thursdays. But on today's show, we're talking sports. We're talking NFL. And you know what? I want to talk about the big game this past weekend with the Tampa Bay Bucks and the Green Bay Packers. Then we'll talk about the Chicago Bears. Are Chicago Bears, you know, underrated right now? I mean, that's something to really talk about, because the Chicago Bears defense has been lights out. So we'll talk about that as well. Julio Jones returns. Man, we're going to get this whole show out. You can follow the Jeff Thomas Show on Facebook, The Jeff Thomas Show. You can also follow me on Instagram at The Jeff Thomas Show. And we're on Twitter, Jeff Thomas Show. So make sure you check us out. Follow us on all our social media platforms. We're on iHeartRadio right now. Yes, iHeartRadio has picked us up. So now we're on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify. You can get The Jeff Thomas Show anywhere right now. But hey, listen, let's jump into it. I want to talk about the big game, Tom Brady, this Aaron Rodgers. And you know what? I'm just going to say this. That was a beat down. I mean, and being a Bears fan, I have to be happy anytime the Packers get smoked, okay? Packers got wiped out. Man, let me just say something. Tom Brady, he played well. Gronk looked good. He's back. Tom Brady was able to hit him. But I'm going to tell you right now, man, Todd Bowles' defense, those blitz packages, and I got to give shout out to Todd. He's my Temple alumni football brother, so I have to give him shout out. Shout out to Bruce Arians, my former coach, Temple coach. And so, you know, that defense, the blitzes that they were tattooing Aaron Rodgers with was just tremendous. It was tremendous. It's one of the best defensive I've seen against an Aaron Rodgers, because we know Aaron Rodgers is probably the most skilled. And I'm going to say this. You know, I'll say it right now. And I know Patrick Mahomes is coming up, but I believe that Aaron Rodgers is the most skilled quarterback we have in game today. He is definitely the most skilled. He's the most precise. When he hits his targets, he's always on point. So I have nothing but respect for Aaron Rodgers. But man, that beatdown yesterday was just, I mean, it's kind of hard to say what it really was and what it looked like. I was shocked. I was really shocked at how that game, you know, transpired, because I truly believed that Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers were going to be a little bit too much for that young Tampa Bay defense. You look at that Tampa Bay defense, it is so, how should I say this? It's so skilled with young players. I was just truly impressed by that performance. Tom Brady looked sharp. Although he still looks like he's learning that offensive system in Tampa Bay. And I think it's going to take some time. You know, people are really hard on Tom Brady because, you know, he's just not. Man is 42, something like that, 41, 42. I mean, he is older, but he's still playing at a good level. We know Tom Brady can't run, can't scramble. He's not like the new age quarterbacks that we have out here. But still, Tom Brady is Tom Brady. And you have to respect that. Finally, he was able to get 2 touchdowns, I think it was, to Gronkowski. And Gronk, what they've hooked up like 93 times for touchdowns. Think about that. A tight end and a quarterback combination that's actually been targeted 92 or 93 times for touchdowns. When has that ever happened? I mean, I don't know. I'm a big Kellen Winslow fan. I know he caught a lot of passes for Dan Fouts. Shannon Sharp, he was also a great tight end. I mean, over 90 touchdowns between Brady and Gronk. Good combination. Gronk finally looked like he was coming back, and I think that had to do with a lot of the rest that he was able to get throughout the week. I mean, my fantasy, I got Gronk and I got Mike Evans. I don't think Mike Evans did that well in my fantasy, man. I don't think he got enough touches. I got to look at that. But still, I really enjoyed the Tampa Bay. I think Coach Arians is finally getting that team together. They're getting under their feet. Truth be told, they should have beat the Chicago Bears a couple Thursdays ago. They really should have. And I'm a Bears fan, but they should have beat the Chicago Bears. They had some injuries. I know the Tampa Bay Bucks did. And Tampa Bay, shout out to Tampa Bay, man. All the good stuff's happening in Tampa Bay. I mean, what's going on? They got the hockey championship. The baseball team is going to the World Series. The Bucks are doing well. I mean, there's a lot to be said about Tampa Bay right now. It's trying to turn into a championship town. It really is. So, you know, I really enjoyed that football game yesterday. And of course, I'm always going to side with my old ball coach in Bruce Arians. So, looking for, but let me get to this. Did you all see Ndamukong Suh? If you're a Bears fan, or there used to be the NFC North division, and it had Tampa Bay, Detroit, Chicago Bears, Green Bay Packers, Minnesota Vikings, and Tampa Bay used to be in that division. Those were some good games. I don't even know how Tampa got in there, being they all the way from the South to the NFL realigned it. But those were some good games. I used to love and enjoy watching the Chicago Bears play against the Tampa Bay Bucks, or Tampa Bay when they had Warren Sapp and Randy Moss were in that division. And so with the Minnesota Vikings, Randy Moss. So that used to be an exciting division with Adrian Peterson. When you look at it, Ndamukong Suh was giving Aaron Rodgers the business. I don't know what they were jawjacking about, but it was a whole lot of talk going on there. And Aaron Rodgers, you know, he looked really, really upset. So, you know, that's an interesting thing. Now, today you have, three of the quarterbacks, because you have Kyler Murray, who's playing on Monday Night Football tonight. So I won't get an opportunity to discuss him, as well as Patrick Mahomes, who plays later on this afternoon. You know, I know this COVID stuff is really a damper on a lot of different things, but you know, it is what it is. So we have two Monday night games. It's going to be played tonight, because I think the Buffalo Bills, they have to move some stuff around. So it should be interesting to see the rest of this folds out. I'm going to get into the Chicago Bears. Foles has taken over the helm from Mitch Trubisky, and said this in one of my sports forum on Facebook, that what needs to happen is Foles just needs to manage the game. If he can manage the game and stay healthy, I think Chicago Bears will be okay. You have a defense that's top 10 for sure. Chicago Bears defense is top 10 for sure. So as long as you can manage the game and not make mistakes. I saw him do some things. Nick Foles do some things. He threw the ball off his back foot, tried to throw it across his body. It was just stupid. Shouldn't have been done. The Bears offensive line is just not the greatest. Charles Leno, his left tackle, he is horrible. I mean, how's he even in the NFL? How's he even starting for the Chicago Bears? How is that even possible? Montgomery, running back, finally got in his groove. And the Bears need to establish the run. When you have a great defense like you have, you need to establish the run in order to keep other teams off the field and keep your defense rested. You need to keep them rested. But I will say that the Chicago Bears look very good, and I think they're starting to be a little bit underrated. Underrated. You got to give them that respect. You have to give them their respect because they have that defense. Anytime you have Khalil Mack out there, man, Roquan Smith, the Chicago Bears are playing some very, very tough, aggressive football. You had Fuller, the corner, knocking people out. You had the safety out there. you got some players that's doing some things for the Chicago Bears. So my thing is, when are they going to get in the top five? Because right now, you got Kansas City. You got Baltimore. Pittsburgh Steelers, we'll get to them in a second. You have a lot of teams. Where does Chicago rank there? The Chicago Bears rank in that ranking. And I'm just curious to kind of see where that is and how people feel about the Bears. They almost, even yesterday, the Carolina Panthers had an opportunity to come back, but the Bears defense stepped up. So, you know, Bears now are in first place. So Bears, of course, beat the Tampa Bay Bucks. Tampa Bay Bucks just beat the Green Bay Packers. Both Bears and Bucks are 4-1. So the Bears get number one just based on the fact that they beat the Tampa Bay Bucks. I mean, yeah, they beat the Tampa Bay Bucks. So now Chicago Bears are up there. You got to give them their respect. First, and I'm going to tell you, I'm the first to say it. I didn't think they was going to win six games. As long as they had Mitch Trubisky at quarterback, they weren't going to win more than six games. They weren't. And, you know, the Mitch era is over. And I've been on record ripping the Chicago Bears about not drafting Patrick Mahomes, about not drafting Deshaun Watson. I mean, there were quarterbacks to be taken in this draft, in the draft in the last 5 years that the Bears just kind of glossed over. And it really, Bears fans sometimes upset me because they say, well, they didn't know that Patrick Mahomes was going to be that good. They didn't know that Deshaun Watson was going to be that good. Well, nobody knew Mitch Trubisky at all. If you say you knew Mitch, you're lying, not being truthful. Nobody knew who Mitch Trubisky was, period. He was a guy that played one season at North Carolina, and I saw him play a couple of games. But I didn't think he was an NFL, a number two draft pick, which the Chicago Bears traded up to get him. So I feel bad for the kid in one sense, you know, because he's not a guy that fits Matt Nagy's system. By the way, Matt Nagy, some of the calls you're making are ridiculous, man. Ridiculous. You're throwing the ball when you should be running it. Anytime you got seconds left, second and two, second and three, to run the football, run the clock out, run it down. You're trying to pass the ball. Pass it was incomplete, stop the clock. That's idiotic. Come on, man. We got to be smarter than that. We got to run it back. We have to be able to push that ball and establish this ball. So Chicago Bears, they got a victory over the Carolina Panthers. Carolina Panthers are going to be tough. Matt Rule's going to have that team in a couple of years. Just give him a couple, maybe even next year. He's going to have that team winning that NFC South. He is. All right, let's move on. The Falcons. Man, Falcons finally won and held on to a lead. Can you believe it? they beat the Vikings yesterday, 40-23. Julio Jones returns. Julio was out there like a man amongst boys. He really was. He was out there like a man amongst boys. Let me look up Julio's stats, man, because what I saw from Julio was just like, man, this dude here, has he been? You know, you try to figure out, but I know he was injured. And I don't know if that had any type of effect on, you know, what ended up happening with Mike Quinn, because that's a tough one. Let me see what Julio's numbers. Man, Julio was targeted 10 times. He had 8 catches for 137 yards and 2 touchdowns. Julio wasn't playing no games. Julio Jones, Alabama, wasn't playing no games. Falcons finally get their win, 40-23 over the Vikings. Tough game. Broncos versus Patriots. Come on, man. How the Patriots losing to the Broncos? 18-12, Cam Newton returned. You know, I like Cam in New England, but I don't know what's going on, man. I mean, they should have pulled that game out. I know Cam has been missing for about a week or so, a couple of weeks, because he had the COVID-19. But, I mean, New England's just not they're just pedestrian right now. Now, I would never put anything past Bill Belichick, especially when the playoffs come around. I won't put anything past him. Cam has been to a Super Bowl, so he definitely knows how to play. Shout out to Brandon McManus. Man, my Temple guy, my Temple alumni brother. This dude here, man, I mean, he had a great game. He didn't miss any field goals. He did pretty good yesterday. I would say he got me 22 points. Pretty good, man. I ain't mad at him. Brandon McManus had a great game kicking field goals yesterday, so the Broncos were able to do something. I'm waiting for the rookie Jerry Jeudy to break out. I think they got their quarterback back in the Broncos, so maybe that had something to do. But they got with them not scoring a lot of points, but they got the victory over the Patriots. Patriots just, I don't think they're ready right now. Just got to say that. I don't think they're ready. Then we got to go on the Washington football team versus the New York Giants. That was the Scrub Bowl, wasn't it? Anybody want to watch that game? The Giants versus the football team? That's boring. I ain't going to talk about that, man. I ain't got to. Ravens versus Eagles. E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles. Eagles can't find their way. Ravens are tough. You know, anytime you have Lamar Jackson, the MVP quarterback, this guy, he's just electrifying. He is electrifying, and he He just can't be stopped. I just hope he can get over the playoff hump against Patrick Mahomes or whoever's in the playoffs. And I'm curious to see how he does against the Steelers. That's going to be the Ravens versus the Steelers. I hope bring back that rivalry. I remember, man, when they had Terrell Suggs and Ray Lewis and Pittsburgh had Bettis and all those guys. And it was a tough, rough football game. Hopefully they can bring that back because I want to see that, man. I definitely want to see that. But, of course, we had the Baltimore Ravens beating the Eagles 30-28. It was a good game, man. Good game. Can't complain about that. Actually, the Eagles came back. But Eagles will get it together. Their division is whack. The NFC East is trash. Anybody that says anything different, please, man, go on, go somewhere. Get out of here. Hey, this is your man, Jeff Thomas, on the Jeff Thomas Show Special Edition NFL Show. I'm just giving a recap for the weekend. And we got two games tonight on Monday Night Football. So make sure you check those out as well. I think the Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills play first, and then you have the Arizona Cardinals and the Dallas Cowboys that play the second game. So that should be interesting. Kyler Murray's going back to Texas, playing in Texas Stadium, so that should be a good game. I love Kyler Murray, man. That boy can ball. He can straight ball. People always talk about size and all that stuff. Man, please, size don't mean nothing if you can ball. It really don't. You got speed. Kyler Murray can throw that football. He's a former pitcher. The man know how to slide. His longevity will last a long time. So shout out to Kyler Murray in that game tonight, going back home to Dallas. Steelers versus Browns. The return of Myles Garrett. He returned. Man, come on, man. The Steelers beat the brakes off the Browns. Kidding me? 38-7. Man, they wasn't ready for them. They wasn't ready. Browns ain't ready. Browns not ready. This was a true test for them. And, you know, Baker Mayfield, number one draft pick. Who did that? Somebody drafted him first? Okay. Guess it was Cleveland. All right, let's move on. Lions versus Jaguars. Man, anybody paying attention to Lions versus Jaguars? Nah. I'm sorry. But they won. Lions won 34-16. Dolphins, Jets, that's another snoozer. Come on, man. Who would want to play for the Jets? They just let go of Le'Veon Bell. Adam Gase still has his job. How's that possible? How is it possible that Adam Gase still has his job? That's just amazing to me. This dude is still on the sidelines coaching. Dolphins got rid of him. Now he gets picked up by the New York Jets. What? You could have kept Ty Bowles. You should have kept Ty Bowles. But the Jets are tanking. Trying to get the quarterback. They're trying to get Trevor Lawrence. Let's just keep it real. Y'all are tanking. You're not fooling anybody. You're trying to get the number one pick. It's what it is. I'm not going to even waste no time on the Jets Dolphins. Good shout out to the Dolphins, man, in the football game. Rams 49ers. 49ers came out. Jimmy Garoppolo, hey, he stood in there. George Hill, touchdown. Love it. Hey. We'll see what happens with San Francisco. The Rams, they go up and down. I don't know. I'm confused about the Rams. I really am. Not sure if they really are that team. The quarterback, Goff, is so-so. I would put him at average at best, Jared Goff. But, man, I don't know. They got to get some pressure. They got to get some work. I don't know. They lost that game. There's no way I thought they should have lost that game last night. Nah, it should not happen. So, and also, man, I'm going to tell you right now. Tennessee Titans, that is a squad right there. Those grown men. Those are grown men playing, okay? I mean, they got popped. Derrick Henry, man. I mean, I'm talking about a defensive end playing running back. This guy's, he's incredible. I didn't think he was going to do much of anything when he came out of Alabama. And I think his first couple years, maybe his first year or so, he struggled a little bit. But, man, that guy right there, he's something to deal with. And we all saw what he did to my man, the quarterback of – what team was that? Derrick Henry just demolished the corner. And his name eludes me right now because I couldn't help but think about – it was against the Bills, matter of fact. Dude's feet was in the air. It was like he was kicking in space. You know how you kick in space when you gravity, you don't have no gravity? Man, Derrick Henry lifted his ass up off the ground. I was like, damn, I ain't never seen a stiff arm like that. Ever. I've never seen a stiff arm like that. Let me go, because I gotta find the dude's name, because man, that stiff arm was just crazy. Derrick Henry is a man among boys, for real. He's a man among boys, man. And if I'm you, guys, let me just say something. I played defensive back too. I played linebacker too. If you're gonna go up against somebody, you're gonna go up against a big man. Dude, go low. It's okay. Go low. Derrick Henry, okay. It was against Josh Norman. That's who it was. Josh Norman. So I got to talk about the Titans, because I didn't get a chance to talk about this last year. It says, Josh Norman, I mean, he just went flying in the air. Then he tried to kick him a little bit with his feet. Dude, you're in the air. You can't do anything in the air. Stay. Go low. You tried to go high on this big man. He just showed you. And Derrick Henry said the reason why he was able to sling Josh Norman is because he does too many curls. He curling. This dude must be curling about 200-300 pounds. Because he lifted dude to another stratosphere. I loved it. I ain't going to lie. I loved it. And I played defensive back, and I really don't like the DBs to get trash. But, dude, that one right there, nah. He did business to him. He took care of business with Josh Norman. I was like, dude, Josh Norman, just you do all that talking. Do all that talking. But you know what? Keep your mouth closed. Sometimes it's good to just keep your mouth closed, man. It is. Especially when you playing. You know, I talked about this last week when you had Jalen Ramsey going against Tate. And, you know, they had some family stuff. If you play on defense, you know, you're going to always have the advantage because you'll be able to target the offensive player. So just chill, man. Chill out. But anyway, all right, we'll go on. Colts versus Bengals, 31-27. I really thought the Bengals were going to pull it out. I love the rookie quarterback that's playing for the Cincinnati Bengals. They're going to be all right. Cincinnati Bengals are going to be good. They've been close games with all their teams. Eventually, they're going to start pulling them out once they get bad. And Phillip Rivers is still playing. Phillip Rivers. I mean, dude's like about 90. He's still out there. I mean, he balled yesterday. He bought his team back. He did. I got to give him credit. He bought his team back, and that's what you do. He's a veteran quarterback, and I feel for, you know, the backup quarterback, but, man, this is the NFL, man. This is really the NFL. And things that, you know, necessarily nothing's guaranteed to you. Nothing is guaranteed to you. And so, we'll look at the standings. I'm going to go through the standings. I don't know. Did I miss any teams that played yesterday? Let me go. I got through most of the teams that played yesterday. Giants. I did talk about Giants and their football team. That's just trash team to watch, man. I don't know. I think I got through all the NFL teams mostly that played yesterday. I was talking about the Titans and Derrick Henry. They beat the Texans 42-36. Deshaun Watson actually had a good game yesterday, and I'm back. But right, what's up with Ryan Tannehill? Man, this guy, hey, Ryan Tannehill's, I mean, just think, he left Miami. He left the Dolphins. And look at what he's done right now. I mean, he's leading his team. That's what I'm talking about, even with a Nick Foles. You got a good, they Titans have a good defense. Just lead your team. Lead them. You don't have to do a whole lot. Don't make mistakes. Don't do stupid stuff. Okay, Deshaun Watson, of course, he had a 300-yard game, few touchdowns, got rid of Bill O'Brien. Good for them. Glad that they did that. That made a whole lot of sense. So they will be back. So we look at the standings, and I'll go through it through this week. And I think the Seahawks have a bye this week, if I'm not mistaken. In the NFL, the AFC East, you have the Buffalo Bills leading that division with the Dolphins coming in at 3-3. You also have the Steelers in the AFC North, 5-0. Steelers are balling, baby. Steelers are balling. Coach Tomlin got that team rolling. He ain't playing no games. Coach Tomlin, 5-0. The Ravens, Baltimore Ravens are right behind them at 5-1, with the Browns being 4-2. AFC South, Titans, 5-0, baby. Titans 5-0. They doing their thing, although they did get some illegal practices in. Y'all think y'all slick, man. Y'all doing that little, y'all practicing when y'all wasn't supposed to with COVID. Chill out, coach. I understand it, though. The Colts are 4-2, and the Texans are the Texans and the Jaguars 1-5. Garbage right now. The AFC West, Kansas City Chiefs at 4-1, Raiders at 3-2, Broncos at 2-3, the Chargers at 1-4. We'll go over to the NFC. People lead the Cowboys in first place at 2-3. Unreal. Cowboy fans, y'all are just ridiculous. Anyway, the Eagles at 1-4-1. The Giants 1-5, and the football team is at 1-5. AFC North, Chicago Bears 5-1, leading division, baby. Bears are leading the division. You have the Green Bay Packers at 4-1, the Detroit Lions at 2-3, and the Vikings at 1-5. We go to the AFC South. Buccaneers tops the division right now. Hey, Tampa Bay Bucks. The Saints had a bye week. Panthers at 3-3. Solid. I would say that's solid for the Panthers right now. You know, we call, well, I'm not going to say what we call them. We have a saying what we call the Bucks and the Panthers, since they're Temple. Both the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Carolina Panthers both have former Temple University head football coaches leading the helm. Bruce Arians for the Bucks and Matt Rhule for the Panthers. And right now, we call it Temple South. That's what we do. It's Temple South because we have all coaching staff, everybody from Temple. They're there. So Temple South. All right. Falcons pulls up the rear at 1-5. NFC West. I call this the toughest division in football on the real. This is the, to me, this is the toughest division in football. You have the Seahawks at 5-0. Russ balling. He's balling out. They have a bye this weekend. The Rams at 4-2. Cardinals at 3-2. They play tonight. And the 49ers picking up 3-3 down. You know, as the season progresses and Jimmy Garoppolo gets in his groove, I really, really, truly believe that the San Francisco 49ers will make a run. But whoever comes out of that division, I think, will end up making it to the Super Bowl. That's just how I see it. It's just how I see it. I see that division bringing the Super Bowl. Unless, you know, I will never count out Green Bay because you never know. And Aaron Rodgers, you know, he's very attitudinal. So, you know, that could happen. Green Bay could come out. But right now, I see the Seahawks and maybe the Packers and the Buccaneers. I'll give them an outside shot because they have Tom Brady on their team. So that's our NFL recap on the Jeff Thomas Show. Every Monday we bring you this show. So make sure you check it out. Tomorrow, Tuesday, is our regular show. We usually drop our podcasts at around 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 Eastern. Wednesday, we're doing a show on African-American men. So we will be discussing that. And then on Thursday, we have Relationship Thursday. So make sure y'all get in, man. We have our topic. All of our shows will be posted, and you'll be able to get into it. So make sure you check it out. Man, you guys have a great week. We're kicking off the week really, really strong. Make sure you check out those games tonight that will be playing on Monday Night Football. I think they're coming on ESPN. You have the Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills first. And then you have Kyler Murray, Arizona Cardinals versus the Dallas Cowboys. Make sure you go to the Jeff Thomas Show page on Facebook. Make sure you like us on Instagram, The Jeff Thomas Show. We're on all the different social media formats, iHeartRadio, wherever you find your podcast, you can find The Jeff Thomas Show. Hey, you guys have a wonderful week. Let's go. Let's get it. This is The Jeff Thomas Show, always on time.